It is Thursday, July 26, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Arkansas Interfaith Choir Camp Festival Day. It's this Saturday at Subiaco Abbey. Music begins in the Abbey Church at 9:40 a.m., followed by a bring-your-own picnic on the grounds, and a Broadway-style show at 12:30 in Centenary Hall. Admission is free. More information is available at choircamp.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, from West Fork to the London Olympics, we'll meet a competitor at the Summer Games Modern Pentathlon.
And the Titanic set to music. The Fort Smith Little Theater stages an epic story beginning tonight.
First, some GOP members of Arkansas's legislature are asking Governor Beebe's administration to slow down the process for possible Medicaid expansion in the state. A letter dated July 25th asked the director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services to address several issues, including random drug testing for working-age adults and a stricter verification system for Medicaid recipients. Governor Beebe has said he's inclined to move toward Medicaid expansion that is now possible under the Affordable Care Act upheld by the United States Supreme Court this summer.
Governor Beebe says he will vote for a half-cent sales tax designed to expand highways in the state. The measure will be in front of voters this fall.
I don't know that I'm going to be out in a strict campaign, so to speak. But I'm not bashful about saying where I am when people ask.
A recent poll conducted by Talk Business and Hendricks College showed 42% of likely voters are in favor of the measure, 49% against. However, the governor's high approval ratings may help the proposal with his endorsement.
We got infrastructure needs that we're not going to be able to meet with current revenue. A lot of places just need road improvements, but there are a lot of places that need more roads. We got areas of the state that is so congested that it's very difficult. And it's a great economic development tool. You know, it enhances our ability to attract certain business industry. It also puts a lot of people to work.
This summer's drought continues to intensify over much of the middle U.S. and especially in Arkansas. According to the latest figures issued this morning by the National Drought Mitigation Center in Lincoln, Nebraska, Brian Fuchs is a climatologist with the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska.
Last week we had right at 11% of the state was in exceptional or D4 drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, which is the most severe level that we attribute on the map. This week, that number went up to 33.64%, so quite a large increase in that intensity level.
He says climatologists are watching the current drought to see how it compares to other historic droughts.
And right now, the closest drought that we can relate to this one has been the 1988 drought, because it was the last drought that really hit the Corn Belt. The 50s drought and the 30s drought, those were identified as being multi-year events, where we had several years during those decades that drought was very bad and very prominent in the country. If we see these conditions go from 2011 into 2012 and then into the next year, where we have some lingering impacts and lingering problems, we very well maybe talking how the 2012 drought redefined, especially in the Midwestern part of the country, how we look at drought, especially for agricultural type of impacts.
At last report, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has designated nearly 1,400 counties in 31 states as disaster areas.
An effort by Arkansas Congressman Tim Griffin to stop federal agencies from approving new federal regulations until the nation's unemployment rate drops to 6% has the support of Arkansas Senator John Bozeman. The senator says thousands of pages of regulations are drafted each year.
And these are things that aren't approved by Congress, but approved by the agencies. And so I think Congress has a duty to say, let's stop, and then again, do a much better job of policing the agencies and make sure whatever the regulation is, that it's based on good science and sound common sense. And then also you have to look at the economic pros and cons.
Senator Bozeman says businesses, banks, farmers, and others are having difficulty complying with the paperwork and expense associated with the federal regulation. However, Arkansas's other senator, Mark Pryor, says the legislation is the wrong approach. The current federal unemployment rate is 8.2%.
More than 1,000 residents of Fort Smith will be asked their opinions about their city next month as part of a project called the National Citizen Survey. A sampling of 1,200 households will receive the questionnaire in the mail during the first 2 weeks of August. Questions will cover topics including transportation, city services, and recreation. City officials say the results will be used to help place final tweaks on the city budget that's prepared in early October.
This week's report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, ranking Arkansas 42nd in child wellness, shows the state is improving in certain areas when it comes to children. The report says Arkansas has done a better job of providing health care to more children. Jennifer Ferguson with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says the state's investment in pre-K education and health programs has helped.
We need to continue to make these investments because as we do make them in education and health, they'll start trickling down to these other indicators, which, you know, for Arkansas, we obviously have a lot of children living in poverty. And as we begin to make these investments in education and health, and as those kids get older, since they will be ready to learn when they hit school, they'll be prepared for better jobs, which will be great for our workforce.
The 2012 Kids Count Report ranked Arkansas 42nd overall in child wellness and placed the state 34th in education.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will host the Tulsa Drillers again tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Last night, Tulsa defeated the Nats 6-2, the sixth consecutive loss for Northwest Arkansas.
There is a 50% chance of much-needed rain through the night. Lows tonight are expected to be in the lower 70s in northwest Arkansas and mid to upper 70s in the Fort Smith region. There is a slight chance of rain Friday and Friday night in the Arkansas River Valley, though rain is out of the forecast for northwest Arkansas after tonight until at least next week. That's according to the National Weather Service. Highs this weekend should be between 99 and 103 throughout the region.